Hello, everyone. It is Al Smith from Bishop Sheen today, and we're continuing our Christmas inspiration reflections given by the Venerable Archbishop Fulton J. Sheen. And so I'll bring up onto my screen here a beautiful picture of the book itself, in that, again, many people have this book in their own personal collection. Again, it's back from 1966, but a beautiful again, attempt of Fulton Sheen wanting to touch the hearts of thousands of people by helping us to meditate on this great mystery of love, that story that God so loved the world that he came to it and saved us. So today we are going to meditate on that scripture passage, "I bring you tidings of great joy." And again, I think we're in the Advent season, and again, it is a message of joy. So please enjoy this reflection as I do my best to share it with you. I bring you tidings of great joy. This message of the angels was given to the shepherds, and they were sore afraid. Nature fears in the presence of God. The angel told them to fear not. For man is not to fear when God unveils the splendor of his majesty. Man is like a harp unstrung. Most of the music of his soul strings in discord as they wail with sorrow and anxiety. But the son of David, the great harpist, comes down to move his fingers among the strings of our souls and to make them as beautiful as the melody of the angel song. This is why the shepherds were not to fear. There was fear first among the shepherds, then joy. First there is the fast, and then there is the feast. One must have the shadow to show the light. If there had been no rebellion on the part of man, there would have been no freedom with Christ. The Christmas message is first the fast, then the feast. The world has first the feast, and then the headache. The joy that Christmas brought comes from release from anxiety, fear, dread, all of whom are the pallbearers of our guilt. Once that child was born, God will now look upon humanity and remember that his son is man like to us. As often in a war, a feud is ended when the opposing parties intermarry, so there is no more war between God and man, because God has entered into nuptials with humanity. Again, a beautiful reflection from the Venerable Archbishop Fulton J. Sheen. Please join me again as we continue to travel through this very holy book of inspirations, this Christmas inspirations by Fulton Sheen. And until next time, may the Lord continue to bless you and keep you. May the Lord let his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. And may the Lord look upon you kindly and bring you peace. God love you.